This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, my friends. I am so excited to be here. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. My producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never winner, Cal Hunter. Yeah. And I have to say that because this is the first time. I am a lone man in the wilderness, except for my great friend and my confidant, Cal Hunter. I am Johnny Carson, and he is the Ed McMahon.
You know, my wife is here. And
she's watching us, make sure we're not doing anything wrong.
She asked if she could put on a headset, and I said no.
Cal, do the laugh again for Johnny. Oh my gosh! It is Cal. I am a lawyer. Cal pretends he's a lawyer.
What are you saying, Fred?
He's a producer. This is Radio Law Talk. By far the most exciting, entertaining, and I'm going to say sometimes informative show on earth, and that is us, Radio Law Talk. You know, we usually have other hosts here, but for some reason they decided, we're going to watch from home. We're going to listen from home because our little tummy hurt.
I think they're concerned that they might have the nefarious COVID disease. They're concerned that after the new year comes to pass, you know, second show, it's just so stressful. Especially,
the best part, I can just hammer them. I can hammer my co-host today.
Especially
so.
On Case or No Case, because it's a double point day for you today.
It's me. And you've said, and Cal, just so you know, runs Case or No Case. And you said, well, we should call and let them, you know, do a case or no. No, they lose automatically. It's an automatic loss. And now I get to just get more points against them. Maybe they can text in and tell us what they want to do. Todd and Denise, our other co-hosts, are not here. You can text in Case or No Case, but you get no points. Cal, isn't that it? They're not here. They don't get points.
And Denise is still keeping score, so I'm not keeping score.
Yeah, let me
make sure that you keep score of your for yourself today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, you know what's interesting, Cal, is
lots of things.
We're so busy, and what happens and how the show works is us lawyers work on our topics, and we're working up to the Saturday morning early to see what the latest is, because sometimes, don't forget, big news comes in late Friday night. They do that on purpose.
So. Well, you had your driver drive you in this morning, and you're reading the cases in the back of your car.
I mean, the limo. He flew in the private jet and then the limo. So what we do is we're always up to date. So why Radio Law Talk is so important is that they can't pull that on us, Cal, because they do it for the normal media,
right.
But we're here Saturday morning, 9 and noon Pacific time, live, almost every time.
We're on the cutting edge of what's happening in the law in this great land of ours.
That's exactly right. What's the smart thing is there's very smart affiliates out there, Cal.
In some 20-some states. I mean, we've heard all over the country.
And guess what? Yeah, there's 4 new ones this week. Yeah, just this week. Ready? WNRI. Woonsocket, Rhode Island, 1380 AM and 99.9 FM. Welcome, Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, hi.
Again, I hope I said it right. Woonsocket,
yeah, pretty sure you did.
Rhode Island. Well, I guarantee you, I haven't looked it up. I'll guarantee that's a beautiful place.
I'm sure it is. It's Rhode Island.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, WLEA, Cornell, New York, 1480 AM and 106.9 FM. So, Hornell, New York, I don't know where that is. But
it's in New York. That's what you need to know.
Is it in New York? Okay. That's why he's three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner. WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware. Wilmington's beautiful. I have seen Wilmington, Delaware, 1150 AM.
Oh, our president-elect, yes.
Is he from
He's from Delaware, anyway.
Not Wilmington.
Hornell is a city in the Steuben County, New York, United States, population is 8,593.
But don't forget, that's where the hub is. Doesn't mean, I mean, everyone thinks, oh, it's only a small station. But no, it probably goes out to other,
I'm sure
other
it
communities.
Reaches dozens of more people.
Yes, three or four more.
Yeah.
Just like Amagosa Valley.
And my station's in Red Bluff. It meets tens of people.
hey, stop making fun of Hornell, New York. I'm glad that they're with
us. I'm not. I'm saying it's a great place.
Let's see. Did I read WXRQ Mount Pleasant, Tennessee
nope.
yet? 1460 AM. And last week, I'm going to respond to it again, WRSC State College, Pennsylvania, 1390 AM and 93.3 FM.
Welcome to all of you.
It just keeps growing and growing, and we have new advertisers coming on next week. I think next month. It's just, Cal, what are we doing right, Cal? I don't know what. Why do people want to listen to us, Cal? Do you have any idea why they want to?
You're letting me participate in full measure.
No, what they're doing is they feel sorry for the aged.
Hey, now, that is...
He still has his Santa. You have to see him. I'm looking through the glass, because we, you know, and he still has his Santa beard.
Well, I told my wife I was going to shave it after our 50th anniversary, which is today.
Right.
So after today, I'm going to shave the beard.
Is your 50th anniversary today?
50th, yeah, it's crazy.
Been married 50 years?
I didn't think I even knew her 50 years ago. She says I did.
I think it's the last 10 years you didn't know what you were doing. I
had no idea.
Today's going to be kind of interesting. We're going to talk about a few interesting things. So first of all, we're definitely talking about, we have a case or no case.
Yeah.
Those of you who are new, it's basically Cal is going to give us a case scenario. It's either a real case or a fake case. I got to determine whether it's a real case, and if so, what the outcome is. I get points, and our co-hosts get points. This is not a betting thing, but it's only for us. And the winner at the end with 50 points, the other hosts have to buy them dinner. And that's what we do.
And it's a bummer. It's terrible.
I know. It's rough right now. We're going to talk about the Dominion voting systems are suing a lawyer. And that you've heard it all over the news. You're going to hear a different perspective of it from myself, Fred Penny, the lawyer. We're going to also talk about the 25th Amendment. I'm not going to get deep in the 25th Amendment because I'm just going to say it right now. The odds of that happening within the next couple of weeks are going to be slim, in my opinion. If you want to talk about the 25th Amendment and what that's about, they're claiming they want to try to impeach Donald Trump within the next few weeks.
Well, the Senate's not coming back until the day before inauguration, so there are two chances of this happening. It's just political theater, but it's good political theater.
But it's good
theater
to talk about. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Boston Marathon bomber.
Oh, yeah.
Something's going on there. Skechers shoes are sued. Cal, it's going to be very interesting when you hear why they're sued.
Skechers tennis shoes?
Skechers tennis shoes. Why they're sued. Look, South Dakota lawyers, there's something they cannot do. Not what they can do, but they cannot do. That is the most interesting thing you're going to hear today, and I'm going to talk about that. Baseball foul ball injuries, we're talking about that. And a 24-hour fitness, we're going to talk about them and their bankruptcy, what's going on there. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. The reason, and again, it's 855-529-7234. Why do you want to call in? You really, the only time you want to call in is during case or no case, because if you want to play the game when Cal starts with case or no case, you can call in. You don't have to be on the air. You can just tell us what your opinion is, and Cal will tell us, what your answer is. But here's the thing. And listen, we have powers like Santa.
Oh, we do.
You cannot look at the Internet when Cal is going through a case and telling you about a case to cheat.
It is just not allowed.
It's not allowed. And then you have to raise your right hand to the square when you call in.
Yeah, you can't let Google win. See, if you know in your mind, that's right. But if you just go look at Google, then Google wins the contest, and
yes,
not you.
Yeah.
And we're not giving Google anything, believe me.
It's all about Fred Penny now, getting points. I'm your host, Fred Penny, with Radio Law Talk. I'm with my producer, Cal Hunter. We're going to have a good time today. Stick around after these messages.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station, and we also are streaming live on RadioLawTalk.com. So wherever you can get the station and the show, just turn it on and listen to us, and we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At PickaChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. Either wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or cream marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Roth back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney for Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get the car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't ride dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes hitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth, washing your car in the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will screw her up just like that. You'll be happy looking, snappy, you'll be glad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
He is not here today. He's sitting at home. This cat doesn't say anything.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop with that. Without further ado, Cal, people come here and listen every hour for one thing and one thing only, and that is what, Cal?
It's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Let's do this. I get points. I can still not get points by not
guessing. Well, this is a binary one, a one or a zero. Is this a case or no case, and who may have won?
Can I get 2 points even?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's 1 point, case or no case. So, yeah, you still get double points.
Good. Okay, got
John Eric Hexum.
John
was a good-looking man. an actor.
Much like you and I.
Yes, he'd gone to Los Angeles to make a living off of his face because his acting skills were, you know, not really going to get it done. But based on the need to attract more female viewers, CBS Television contracted with a production film company to make a vehicle for him called Cover Up. A rather banal detective drama, or banal if you prefer, they hope would be similar to ABC's Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd that was very hot at the time. Because he was so glad to be in a series, Hexum was a bit of a cut-up on the set. One day, after a tense day of filming and a lot of delays, he hopped down in his bed, grabbed a prop pistol, and said, "Let's see if there's one in here for me." The person on the stage said, "What are you doing, John?" And he said, "I'm playing Russian roulette." Held the .44 caliber pistol up to his head with a blank, squeezed the trigger, and bang. Wadding went into his skull and penetrated his skull and in his brain, and within a few hours he was dead and his organs were up for donation. Hexum had been trained on the danger of pistols with blanks. It is required, but it didn't matter because he's dead. And his mother, whom John supported, decided to call counsel and say, "My son shouldn't die when filming a TV show." So she sought counsel. And I ask you, case or no case?
Interesting, Cal. This is during the Bruce Willis time period.
Yep.
I was thinking of Columbo just for a minute there.
It was after Columbo.
It was after
Columbo. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking about Columbo. So is this a case? This clearly sounds like a case. Here's the deal, Cal.
Yeah.
A lawsuit's going to occur if something like this happens. If this is happening in California, I assume, down at was a CBS?
CBS and Glenn Allen Larson Productions, who was also
right.
producing Moonlighting at the time.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you can be sure there was some big deal. Viacom, CBS.
Yes. A lawsuit did occur. The question is, boy, this is my forte here. I'm going to say a lawsuit did occur. There's a lot of things. There's assumption of the risk. There's a workers' comp injury, by the way. It was on the job.
And there's also another factor you may not have taken into consideration. Under California law at that time, you could not seek compensatory damages if you were harmed while committing a felony. And suicide is a felony. Even accidental suicide, discharging a weapon,
yes,
is a felony.
And that's, but I don't think he was intending to commit suicide. I think he was just playing around. So I don't know if it would apply because there was no intent there. There has to be intent. So for a crime, I know my criminal lawyer isn't here, but for a crime, it has to be intent. And I don't think he had intent. He was just messing around. So this is a case. His mother sues. I think she wins. There's a number of issues. And again, there's so little limited amount of facts. You have to get into the factual issues of this case. You know, why wasn't the gun stored away? Why did it have blanks in it at the time? Maybe they don't put blanks in until the very last minute. What are the precautions that they made to not let people pick these up and play around with them? I don't know all that. So, but I'm going to say it's just too logical. But I'm going to say it's just why am I saying this and stuttering so much as a lawyer? Because those of you who are just listening, it's about Cal. This is not about the case. It's about my producer. My producer is really smart, and when he makes it like a really intelligent, normal case, it's a fake one, and the off-the-wall stuff is usually real. So that's what's scaring me right now, because it's so normal, and it sounds legitimate, that it probably isn't. So I'm going to say it's a case. And the mom wins. That's. I hope you're not tricking me, Cal. That's it.
I would never do anything tricky like that. But as you know, and I like listening to your stammering logic as you go around the track several times and try to figure this out.
I got a non-lawyer that just gets me running in circles, man. That's just what kills me.
But here's what it is.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
On July 22nd, 1985, Bretha Hexum, that's his mother, filed charges against 20th Century Fox, Glenn Larson Productions, CBS, for wrongful death and negligence. Somebody should have done whatever needed to be done to make sure that gun and its dangers were fully recognized and acknowledged on set,
that's
she
what
said.
I was saying.
He just playfully put the gun to his head, pulled the trigger. Next thing you know, he's donating his organs. That's really how it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the defense did the very argument that I told you. They said, "Your Honor, we ask that the complaint be amended, that this damage that paragraph be taken out because he is asking for damages while he committed a crime."
No intent.
And the judge said, guess what? Take the paragraph out.
Really?
Yeah, took the paragraph out. I remember it was 1985.
Wow.
Hexum's heart was transplanted into the chest of a Michael Washington who was 36 years of age at the time. He owns Swingin' Susie's.
Swingin' Susie's.
Yeah, Las Vegas' most beautiful escort. And an advertising agency. He learned of the donor heart late Thursday night when the accident occurred and was immediately flown to San Francisco. Hexum was a college athlete and a Green Beret. And as far as the outcome of the suit, we know that his mother, we believe, was paid off the value of his contract.
Probably settled.
Yeah, the value of his contract.
So that's a win for me. I'm going to say she got something.
$10,000 an episode was what he was getting at that time.
So 85, that's pretty good money.
Yeah, 26 episodes a year.
Was that his real name, or was that his stage?
John Eric Hexum was his real name.
That's interesting. That's something I never heard of. And I've studied law, especially personal injury type law, but that's goes back to 85. I wasn't practicing law in 85, right?
Yeah, and it's an interesting case to me because, you know, every job has risks.
Right.
And sometimes we exacerbate those risks by the things that we do. And many times when we do that, we say, okay, but I want to get paid anyway, or my family wants to get paid, even though I'm the person that caused my own demise. He literally caused his own demise by jumping on the bed, being playful, picking up the gun.
Right.
The prop master says, what are you doing, John?
Stop.
He said, I'm going to see if there's one in here for me. He took some of the bullets out, put two back in, rolled the thing, boom. And the way he went.
Anyone that's done that, and I carry a CCW, I'm a CCW member, but in other words, I can conceal carry a weapon.
Right,
but what the situation is, Cal, most people know that wad is pretty powerful. You don't put it, that thing can hurt.
And it's about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
And they say anything within 7 inches or so, especially to the human skull, it'll go in, and that's just what happened to this man. And therefore, we lose his talent, and his mother lost her son.
Well, we're going to do an assumption at risk. We got that coming up. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-Plus BBB Accredited Health Warehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. HealthWarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
USA Radio News.
The violence on Capitol Hill could have COVID implications. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells McClatchy the protests could lead to a spike in coronavirus cases. He says many people weren't wearing masks, they weren't socially distanced, and they then got on trains, buses, or airplanes to go home. The variant strain first detected in the UK last month, now in 8 U.S. states. More than 60 cases total in the U.S. Columbia University Dr. Derek Cass on CBS News.
Viruses replicate with the speed by which they infect new people. And so the best way to stop new variants is to stop the spread of this virus. That's one of the reasons we're seeing these mutations, is because it's spreading so overwhelmingly in our communities.
As for England, where that mutant strain came from, hospitals there are seeing another COVID surge. London's mayor yesterday says health services are at risk of being overwhelmed. Hospitals could run out of beds in 2 weeks. The UK yesterday reporting over 1,300 deaths, the most in a single day. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I know you guys want to hear about this, but I know all week you've been pounded with what's going on in our political scene. And Radio Law Talk is neutral politically, by the way, and we like to talk about, you know, interesting things, and we have some fun things to talk about, but we have to talk about the Dominion voting system, the lawsuit for $1.3 billion that was filed against a lawyer they're claiming, again, it's all allegations, is making defamatory statements about this company. Now, this company, a little bit about it, it's Colorado-based, and it is approximately, it's based out of Toronto, Denver, and Denver, Colorado. And these machines and tabulators, apparently there's like three main companies that make these type of machines, and they own approximately, approximately 88% of the machines out there.
All the voting machines, they're a very popular voting machine company, and a lot of, you know, all the rumors started, oh, they're actually from Venezuela, they're easily hacked. So there's a lot of discussion about these voting machines.
Well, here's what's interesting. This is the thing I looked at. This is coming out of Forbes. Forbes said that they were paid $118.3 million to provide election services to 19 states. That's a couple bucks.
Good contract.
One or two bucks.
And I'm sure they had the same software. They just plopped in the candidates' names, right?
And they're owned by some sort of venture capital company. I was trying to look up their net worth, but it looks like there's some private equity company owns them. And so I'm sure I can look it up if I really fought it. But this is what's going on. Apparently this person, and follow this to the details. I let the political pundits follow this. But here's the interesting thing. They're suing her for $1.3 billion dollars. Miss Powell is her name. And by the way, yeah, right, $1.3 billion. I don't know, Cal, that $1.3 billion Miss Powell could come up with even if she lost. But the situation is, did she make defamatory statements? Remember defamation, guys. Liable and slander. Liable, defamation is either liable, which means it's written, or slander, spoken. Now, here's the interesting part of this that I want to say as an attorney. Again, do not take this serious because we're not telling you.
We're talking out of school.
We're talking around the cooler right now, the water cooler. Here's what's interesting. There are exceptions, but you have to prove, number one, it was a false statement. It has to be published, and then you got to show some intent and damages and injury or harm.
That
now,
means she would have had to know that what she was saying, or at least have a pretty good idea that what she was saying was either true, or to get damages, she'd have to know that it was false or a lie.
Right, but here's the interesting thing. But there's exceptions. There's a higher standard. In other words, as a plaintiff, if you're suing for defamation, if you are a public figure, it's much more difficult to sue for defamation if you're a public figure. And the question is Dominion voting system a public figure? Because if that's the case, you have to show by clear and convincing evidence that there was malice and intent to harm, basically. And so that's where I don't know that answer, but I'm wondering if I'm the lawyer for Ms. Powell, I'm arguing, wait a minute, Dominion voting systems is a public figure or considered a public figure. Therefore, the standard that they're going to have to prove is so high that they've got to show that they must show clear and convincing evidence that there was malice on behalf of Mrs. Powell.
I mean, they're in the center of a controversy that is worldwide at this point.
Right.
How could they not be a public figure or a well-known figure at that point?
And don't forget, though, Ms. Powell, I'm not jumping on her side, but I'm saying she had declarations. Now, they're arguing, oh, it's a bunch of, scammy declarations and a bunch of misfits.
But declarations are people who are swearing that this is true.
Right, swearing this is true, and she's using those, and, you know, and it's funny because Dominion's lawyers call them theorists, con artists, armchair experts, and anonymous sources.
Or in other words, paid experts in liability.
Yeah. And they're saying, you know, which the courts, they're saying, judicially determined to be wholly unreliable. But, you know, the question is, are they going to be able to, first of all, are they considered to that high standard as a public figure? I think the answer is yes, but I don't know, again, I don't do this type of law, so I don't know if a company, which I believe it can be a public figure, when a company is suing, I think they're going to have a tough road to hoe. And then when you got, they're putting in $651 million in punitive damages, that is a really high standard also.
But remember, in California, a company has been convicted of a felony. Pacific Gas and Electric Company, an entity, has been convicted of murder.
That's exactly right.
In a gas explosion accident in the San Francisco Bay Area.
That's right.
And now fires that follow. So here's the thing. What I'm hearing you ask, Fred, I want to make sure I'm getting this right in my mind as I listen to you. You're saying, okay, can this company, first off, say, We're nothing. We're
just a poor little guy.
We're just a poor guy in the corner that she's picking on. We're in the corner here. And secondly, how can this lawyer for the President of the United States beat up this poor little company? And the answer is because lawyers do this all the time to cast doubt on things so that people will listen and say, well, maybe she's right. That's my point.
And there is argument whether she was or was not lawyer for President Trump. They're saying she wasn't, but whatever that may be.
But she was on the election team, she was directly for him.
I'm sure she was for him, but they're questioning whether or not she really was a lawyer for him. But here's the point. The point is, you know, look, you bring this $1.3 billion lawsuit. She clearly doesn't. you know, it's kind of, is it showboating? I don't know. But, you know, again, I'm an attorney and you have the right to bring a lawsuit. Everyone thinks, I've had people say, is this a scam thing? Look, you have the right to bring a lawsuit, you know. But she can probably try to bring a lawsuit for malicious prosecution, too, if they're found that they don't have a leg to stand on either.
Sure, now, would she have to carry insurance to cover her against that kind of eventuality?
Because I would lawyers assume she carries malpractice insurance, I would assume, but I don't know anything about her. But this is.
Well, I'm just wondering what the normal protocol would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know the protocol, but generally, yes, they do have malpractice insurance. But law lawyers, believe it or not, don't carry it. So I don't know what.
You know why? Because they're so good, they don't need it.
But guess what? Yeah, it's usually George in the small town, or George or Sally in a small town. But what it comes down to, Cal, is, you know, clearly she's not carrying $1.3 billion in insurance to cover her. So I think she's going to come out fighting. I hate to say it, but I you know, this is the little guy against the big guy. The little guy is the lawyer, believe it or not. This is just her by herself.
And she's been aggressive in her claims about the Trump election.
She has.
Aggressive, right?
And they've asked her to retract it. She said she's not retracting anything. So I guess we're going to find out what's going to happen. This has just started. And I don't know if she's representing herself or is going to get someone to represent her. But
wouldn't it be interesting if we found out that those machines, because of the fact that they have modems in them, are vulnerable to being hacked? Wouldn't that not be interesting if that kind of thing came out of this? And I think that's exactly what they're counting on, is the malfeasance that they claim may somehow come to surface, and the country can look at it and go, well, we need to reform our election processes. We know that much, right?
Well, here's the thing. If they're found to be a public figure, they're going to show that's – I mean, if she finds anything to cast out, the malfeasance, you know, the fact that she's, you know, is she doing this out of pure spite, of pure malice? Now, I think it's about, you know, trying to make money, too. Guess what? Lawyers go after money also. So who knows? We're going to follow this and see what happens. This has just started. You know, I don't know.
It's a fascinating case to me. It's so very interesting.
But it is. Yeah. It is. I'm a little shocked, to be honest with you, because there has been cases that, you know, gone forth about to the courts about this, whether or not this is occurring with these, there's malfunctioning with these machines, and they are generally speaking losing. That is, the ones bringing the suit, the I'm going to say the Trump administration. But here's what I'm trying to say. I'm a little shocked at this lawsuit for $1.5 billion for defamation. And maybe she's being too aggressive. I don't know.
But what is the damages? They still have the contracts.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're getting paid.
I'm sure they've got it listed out, their damages. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the 25th Amendment, about they're saying they're going to remove Trump. And I'm going to touch base a little bit on that. And I've got some interesting issues to talk about in a couple spins. We'll be right back.
Political theater or an actual case of law, 25th Amendment. That's coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny. If you stay there, Fred and I will be right back. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We're back to talk about the 25th Amendment. Usually I say, you know, I put my deodorant on and take some mouthwash so my cohorts here don't have to smell me. But, you know, I'm not doing that at all.
Not till the third hour.
No, I'm not even doing third hour. I'm just going to sit here. By, it's my own room.
You know, I like it. That's good.
I can just do what I want. And, you know, the 25th Amendment, the purpose of the 25th Amendment is one thing. And it's a mechanism basically when a president becomes incapacitated to replace him basically with the vice president. To make sure the country runs smooth. Now, here's a couple of issues, and I'm just going to go out on a limb. And we've got a couple weeks until the inauguration. The odds of this happening, of him being removed using the 25th Amendment, are slim. At best, is what I'm going to say. And here's the reason why. First of all, it's got to be Mike Pence, the vice president, that needs to invoke this. And if he doesn't invoke it, then there's just no time to do anything. The first thing is, there's no real rules on what determines incapacitation. And then not only that, then the issue is, there's no real clear rule about what constitutes an ability to serve. And this has really never been used. The issue is the Constitution is also silent on how the Senate trial is to be conducted about removing a president on the 25th Amendment. Now, this started to rise up a little bit when President got COVID-19. Then it was back, I don't know, it was back in...
Well, that's a temporary situation.
Right. But the question is, that's what they first started to talk about, is what I'm saying is, and I'm sure...
Well, actually, that's not true. They first started talking about it when there were people speculating in the media, we think President Trump is insane, and they're only going to ask the vice president to, this was all political theater again.
But don't forget, the Congress has 21 days to act. Look, they can avoid... it's still a majority in the Senate, which is a two-thirds vote they have to come up with.
Majority, right?
So, the odds of that happening, that's either 16 or 17, I can't remember, of the Republicans that would have to vote under the 25th Amendment to remove him, saying that he is incapacitated. All this has to be done, Cal, within next two weeks.
Well, I have a theory about this. Yeah. If I were a conspiracy theorist, I would say that the current party in power would say, you know what, if we can get the 25th Amendment precedent rolling down the hill, and then when our guy starts acting a little jibbery because, he's kind of getting old, then we could slide in our vice president, who we got in there anyway, who's really perhaps more in line with the former president under whom this president is vice president.
Oh, you are conspiracy.
Absolutely.
No, I've heard people say that.
Thinking out loud that there are people who would think these things because, you don't know, nobody knows the depths to which people who want power will go to try to get it. We just don't know that.
It's bizarre. It's an interesting time we're living in.
It's fascinating.
It's a fascinating time. See, I look at things as a learner, not as a lawyer. I look at it as kind of interesting. And I know it's like, the country's fine. I'm a PMA guy, positive mental attitude. And I'm thinking, this is going to be interesting, right, Cal? This is going to be...
People have passion. The country's not falling apart. It's rallying. People on different factions are rallying together. Well, that can be a good thing when we understand that we live in a nation that has our coups, our power changes at the ballot box, and not by breaking windows out in our Capitol building.
Here's the thing. All that matters is one thing and one thing only. There is a synergy. There is a place of stability. There is a place that you can feel good. There is a place, Cal, one place and one place only that you can get stability and you can and you can get knowledge and strength. That is Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You just stay here
with us. But in this land, can you get...
If you get Radio Law Talk and Fred Penny and a three-time nominee, even never a winner, Emmy guy, just stick with us. That's all you got to do. So, but anyway, we're clearly going to follow this through, Cal, and this is an important thing that we're going to talk about, and it's going to be interesting to hear my cohorts next week what they're going to say about this.
And I think we'll also follow the criminal actions that are trying to be taken against people who, in air quotes, demonstrated, committed acts of violence in Washington, D.C., and maybe if we're really into it, we can look back and say, well, what happened 4 years ago, 3, 2, 1 years ago, when this was happening all around the land, people who committed similar crimes, what happened to them?
Right.
It's an interesting question. Again, this is just an academic exercise. I'm just thinking out loud.
Right.
But I know these are things that people have questions about.
Well, it'll be interesting to see when the power shifts to all Democrat. They're going to have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. I do think there needs to be a balance, but it's going to be interesting when one's all in power.
That's up to the voter.
We're going to see what happens there. But the best part about it, voters can start throwing people out because, don't forget, they can throw out members of the House and Senate that in 2 years, some of them are going to come up for election.
And in California, they can try to throw out the governor.
They can do whatever they want in any state.
So that's the beauty of the power falling in the hands of the people.
Yes.
The power is derived from the governed and not the governing class. And that's what's great about the land that we live in.
Well, you hope that's what it is. But Cal, another thing, that's all this is what's going on in the country, ladies and gentlemen. That's not important. That really is not important for the following reasons, and don't take this out of context.
Not Johnny Depp, is it?
No. More important than that is the boss of Marathon Bomber is complaining about what is going on in his jail cell.
And we're all so worried.
Yes, and so I think we should take our focus away from the presidency, away from Trump and Biden, away from what this country is doing, and focus on the most important things, Cal, in this country right now.
What is it, like cottage cheese in the lunch?
No.
What is it?
No. He has filed a handwritten lawsuit on Monday.
On a table napkin, yeah.
Well, you know what's happening? You know what happens? They sit there and they have nothing to do, so they go in the law library. And,
yeah.
But it's a handwritten lawsuit filed Monday for unlawful, unreasonable, and discrimination because of the following reasons.
Mm.
Number one. Ready for this, Cal?
I'm girding my loins, so to speak.
Do we have something to prepare this?
Well,
just roll something, you know. That's a good one.
All right.
Keep that one going.
Okay.
For the following reason.
Yes.
It confiscated his white baseball cap. That is absolute discrimination, Cal. Yep. And his bandana that he bought at the prison commissary. It's not like he brought it in from somewhere. He bought that at the prison commissary.
It has to be legal. I bought it here.
I bought it right here. His white cap and his bandana.
That is outrageous.
That is an outrageous thing that I can't believe they are doing with what's going on in this country right now. This is what we need to focus on, all right? And the problem is what? This is the best part now. Ready for this? This is the best part.
Well, I'm ready.
What this is doing is contributing to his mental and physical decline.
Especially
his mental decline.
So you're saying since he's been convicted of bombing, his mental decline has not already taken place?
Oh, it's good. That's the problem, is this is contributing to his mental decline and his mental issues. So,
you bomb people on the street of Boston and you're worried about your mental health.
I just have to pause.
Just putting it out there.
I don't know what to say. The cabinet. Now listen, ready for this? This is the best part.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. There's a reason, though. I didn't get it until I studied this and looked into this a little more. Why is that something that could be an issue, his white ball cap and bandana?
And why would a judge even hear the case? Go ahead. Yes.
Well, a judge, the problem is, the judges hate these ones because they come in, you have to deal with it, but yet, you know, a lot of things he didn't do. He didn't certify a copy of there has to be a certified copy of a prisoner's trust fund statement, and you have to do the filing fee. He didn't do either, but the courts still have to deal with it.
And they'll wait a while.
And I like the handwritten thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But you know what? Should we just tease everybody? No. The next hour we're going to do something different. Right. But what it was is, he says that he's supposedly disrespecting the FBI and the victims because he wore a white hat during the bombing.
He's claiming that's why they took it from him.
Leaving the scene of the bombing, he was wearing a white hat. So they're saying, you took it from me because they felt that I was, you know, basically harming disrespecting the FBI and the victims. Well, anyway, we're going to follow this and see what happens. We'll come back next hour. We're going to talk about Skechers, and we have another case or no case. Stay with Cal and I. We're having fun.
Yeah, we have more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here. And I think we're even streaming now, so maybe you can check that, Fred. This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station, streaming live every Saturday night and then Pacific time. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.